This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
A politician sent to prison for trying to sell a Senate seat is now suing the state of Illinois that is blocking his return to politics. Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge temporarily blocks Governor Greg Abbott's order to pull over vehicles with immigrants, which drew racial profiling concerns from the U.S. Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the order was dangerous and unlawful. Governor Greg Abbott says the immigrants pose a COVID-19 health risk to all Americans. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On Friday, Amazon disclosed its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, revealing that Luxembourg's data protection group, the CNPD, had fined a retail giant $886 million. The fine issued on July 16th is the largest on record under the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation laws. Amazon fired back, saying the decision to fine the company was without merit, and Amazon plans to defend vigorously in this matter. A long-lasting California wildfire has started to gain strength again. Brad Bernard's report.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas
Clackamas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Lizane Mitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I'll tell you, J.C. Church, I've known from a distance for a while, and we had a chance to meet face to face here recently. And I got to tell you, it's just like this was one of those, you know, special, we call them in the faith, divine appointments, where God brings two brothers together that are joined in such a dynamic manner that you know instantly it's real special. And this is how I felt when JC and I were able to sit down and talk about many things of faith, our culture, our families, and he's here with us now. He's the National Director of Ministry Engagement with the Family Research Council, founder and lead pastor of Victory and Truth Ministries. JC, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, my dear friend. It truly is an honor to be with you today. Thank you for your incredible work.
Well, you know, thank you for you. I mean, you are all over the place encouraging pastors. And one big takeaway that I got the other night in your speech there was you said the world at its worst needs a church at its best. And I'll tell you, that rung so true for me because that is the call. I mean, I had this vision of Jesus, you know, in the book of Revelation, walking amongst the seven lampstands and giving a warning to the churches then as it's appropriate to this day. Because he says, if you have ears to hear, then listen up, so to speak, right?
Oh, there's no question about it, my friend. This is a day that I believe the Holy Spirit is using people like you and others to really sound the alarm. I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday, and they said, what do you think the difference is now today than when you started preaching 35 years ago? Well, what we preached 35 years ago, we were talking about things that were going to come to pass. Right now, while we're preaching them, they're coming to pass.
Exactly.
And so, you know, reading the news and reading the Bible, you can lay them side by side as you see the prophetic reality. So it's an alarming time. It's a time to warn people. I believe that on a global basis, some of the global birth pains are preparing the church, and a loving, caring God is trying to get the attention of his church and people at large.
JC, do you think that the church as a rule is missing the point that, first of all, the church was instituted by Jesus himself? I mean, clearly, he is passionate about what he constructed and its intent and mission, isn't he?
Well, he bled and died to birth the church. And so he cares deeply about the church as well as sinners. You know, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So there's no doubt that the church is in, a moment right now, Bill, of a thinning the herd, if you will. As I travel the country, I think the true and the false is being separated, and the issues of compromise on the moral madness of the day is what's thinning that herd. I mean, if we believe God is God, and this is the absolute, unadulterated, God-inspired word, then these are the instructions. These are boundaries for blessings, not bondage. Mm-hmm. And there's no question that there's a separation taking place as it relates to who he is and what he said.
What is the critical question or measure that churches should pause for a moment, have a Salem moment, and really consider? Because here we are, you know, like you said, the world at its worst needs a church at its best. I believe that terminology had to come from the throne room, JC, that God had given you that language, because I believe the church, again, Jesus' passion for people, and he instituted the church to minister to those that would be called by his name. Did he not?
Well, yeah. God uses people. Satan uses people. God uses people. The church is the instrument, born-again Christians, flesh, that the Holy Spirit is working through. God uses people to bless people. And this is a moment that we must be torchbearers of truth. We are currently the salt and light to the world. And you can see the moral madness, and what I mean by that is when you look at the church and say, how should the church respond, and what is the church really doing, and what is the acid test, if you will. There are several issues. Where do we stand on the issue of life, for example? And what I mean by that is the moral issues, Bill, have been hijacked politically to the point that we have preachers and churches who think they're political when, in fact, they're moral at their very nature. Mm-hmm. There's not a pastor listening and not a member, anyone in your listening audience that attends a church that has not sat Sunday after Sunday and heard the word preached that wasn't moral in its nature.
Yes.
And so we've been deceived in that sense. And so I think some of the acid test is your church and pastor speaking biblically to the issues of the day, irregardless of them being considered political because they've been politicized?
And again, if we're going to get on track and align with God, then our prayers need to go up as a sweet offering incense to God, to rise up, to ascend to God, to ask God for wisdom, to, you know, support our pastors, to, you know, because you may see things that are very bothersome in your church, and you have a choice. You can get upset and leave. Or the reason that God is opening your eyes and your ears to hear and see is because, you know, your pastor needs reinforcement. He needs prayer. He needs encouragement that comes from God, does he not?
Well, absolutely, Bill. This is the most pressure-packed time in the history of being a pastor, I believe, in our nation. And as I often say, pressure doesn't kill you, it reveals you. So when you see pastors and faith leaders under pressure, understand that I think there are two dynamics going on in their life. Number one, a revealing of whether there is a fear of God or not. And I think some of our clergy fear man more than they fear God. And there's not much we can do about that. I can't give anybody a drink that gives them courage. Mm-hmm. So there is this fear element that we need to pray for. Then secondly, I think that some of our pastors step back from some of the issues for a fear of not knowing those issues. And that's what we do at FRC with our Biblical Worldview Center, some of the resources we have to help come along and support them. So I would say pray for your pastors, support them, encourage them, and make sure they have the resources and things that they need so that they aren't fearful of the issues and are properly biblically equipped to address those issues. But the pressure is real, and here's why. Pastors, I believe, are the last best hope for America, utilizing their influence and properly helping their people grow and understand the need for engagement and how that we can rebuild the values and virtues that always bring victory to a people. I think that You look at the money and the media and the craziness on the far left, and our last best hope, our pastors. And when I hear guys say that, because you know I still am a pastor. I'm in my pulpit every Sunday morning. It's like, hey, thanks for the pressure, you know. But but you know, the reality is we're here for such a time as this, and God has always had an oil for every generation. So God is on the throne, and we're not in despair, nor are we totally, and we're not totally defeated by any stretch of the imagination.
Certainly not without hope and not without power. J.C. Church is with us, the National Director of Ministry Engagement at Family Research Council. We've got more from J.C. after the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, no.
of this song, for many, just like my old friend would say that, it may be Friday and it may look all doom and gloom and that all is lost. But, Sunday's just around the corner and it's coming. J.C. Church is with us, appropriately titled. I mean, who would think that a pastor's name would be J.C. Church? I was thinking about this, J.C., because I had a friend. He was a doctor in Pomona, California, and a dentist. And his name was Dr. Toothaker. And so Dr. Toothaker, as a dentist,
wow,
is very appropriate, huh? And
J.C.
Church, I better yet, you trumpet. I love this. And J.C. is the National Director of Ministry Engagement with the Family Research Council. He's talking to, hundreds if not thousands of pastors across the country. He has a heart for pastors. He's a pastor himself. And he knows the battle that they're fighting. J.C., we talk about the pressure that pastors, we hear about, suicide amongst veterans and, law enforcement and, even teens today. But sadly, there's a suicide of pastors happening as well because of the immense pressure.
Well, it's tremendous, Bill. It really is. I think what's happened slowly over the last few decades is we have ripped and stripped God from the fabric of our country, from the consciousness of our nation. The open season on anything that is godly or good has created more of a pressure vacuum for pastors to respond. Now, you throw in COVID the last 18 months, the mental meltdowns our people are having, the anxieties, the depression. I, as a pastor, have seen it for the last 18 months at a record we never have had. We've had junior high children in this part of Ohio where I pastor who've committed suicide. I mean, the fears are amazing. And when you strip the foundation of faith away, a foundation of fear takes its place. And so
yes,
what we have is, whether it's educational leaders, political leaders, spiritual leaders, their decisions are being made from a foundation of fear.
Yeah.
And that always leads itself to conditioning, which ultimately ends up in control. Mm-hmm. So for pastors to respond, I actually have had 3 text messages from my own members in the last 24 hours stating, if they do not take a mandated vaccine by a certain day, they will be fired.
Mm-hmm.
So my point being, it creates for pastors, people look to pastors for all types of answers and direction, and it's almost like they almost feel like they got to be an expert at a little bit of everything. So you're right, it's a pressure-packed moment, but it's one that we've got to answer the call for. We're here, and God's on our side, and we need to work closer together and help serve our pastors, which is what's on my heart.
Well, and this is what dovetails with what you were saying earlier, and that is the idea that pastors are supposed to be the end all and be all. That's not the way it's supposed to be. There are many support networks available, like the Family Research Council, and what you're offering to these pastors. That look, if you're confronted with something that you don't know, that you're not an expert in, that's okay. That's a good thing, because what's coming to light here is that you need to be connected with somebody who is, that can come alongside and support you, and pray that God would bring that divine connection to you that's going to fit perfectly into your body. Because, and I say the body of Christ that you're in charge of, because after all, this is Jesus' very own construct, the church that can, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So, we just don't know sometimes what we don't know. And when we, are so self-focused and put this additional pressure, as you refer to, unnecessarily upon ourselves, then we start misserving the people that that are here in the church, in the body that we're responsible for, don't we?
Well, yeah. I think it's taking ownership. I would say to your listeners as well as pastors that, as a pastor, to say to our congregants at this moment in time, I'll say this as lovingly as I can, we need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
We need to grow up. We cannot allow our pastors to feel like babysitters and nursery directors. They have got to answer this call to rise up. We're called to win souls, make disciples, and I believe raise up cultural warriors.
Yes.
And if every listener could really take very, very serious and own their spiritual development, Bill, we're living in a country now that only 6% of the people in our country have a biblical worldview. According to George Barna, recent research shows that 44% believe that Jesus sinned when he was on the earth. 41% do not believe the Bible is trustworthy. 71% believe that they are good. So you throw a pastor into this mix of dealing with fear, dealing with tyranny, dealing with government overreach. The church literally is facing its biggest challenge right now. And the Bible says we're called to contend for the faith, but I believe we don't have to be contentious, mean, rude, nasty, or angry. We need conviction, we need compassion, and we need courage to stand for truth so that we can effectively minister to our people. And nothing but the truth, the entire counsel of God's word, delivered to an open heart and to a nation, will get us back on course and bring freedom to our hearts.
Yeah, the cultural lie that's been acceptable for the past recent decades, and you pointed this out the other night, you said that, to accept the things we cannot change. And you added an important follow-up sentence, and I want people to hear this. Not to accept the things you cannot change, but change the things that you can't accept. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely. Well, we're taught just accept the things you can't change. And no, I believe there's got to be something rise up in you. When you see the threats to our freedom, there's no question we're in a moment in time that, and I'll say it again, conditioning leads to control.
Right.
And we must rise up while we have a moment and say, I'm not going to accept the things I cannot change. I'm going to change what I cannot accept. And the challenge is this. We cannot escape on Sunday morning for an hour or two looking only for convenience and comfort. Mm-hmm. It is high time that we understand following Christ, being a follower of Christ, is different than a fan of Christ, and we are to count the cost. That this there's a cost to standing and battling with the spiritual forces of darkness. And I'm reminded of George Washington, who made an incredible statement. He said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light.
Amen.
And yeah, we cannot hide. We have the answer, Bill, for those you referred to who are struggling mentally, struggling with drugs. We have the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. It is the truth of God's word.
Amen. And as you said, we are being conditioned. This was my point over the weekend. Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen had sent out a tweet. It was actually a Facebook posting saying that he was rather confused with all the different, recommendations back and forth, the CDC, Joe Biden and that. And I mentioned, I said, well, what concerns me most of all is just the preconditioning here, that we're being forced to do something, that it's being mandated in such a way to where, people's jobs, just like you said, are hanging in the balance. This sounds like a lot of the precursor, to the mark of the beast here. And, and I spoke with an attorney, Thomas Renz, and I said, I cannot do the vaccine on religious, basis, on religious conscience, based on the fact that, which I thought there was at least one of the vaccines, JC, that didn't utilize aborted fetal tissue or cells. I'm not a scientist, but there's a specific term. But in fact, all three utilized aborted fetal cells, information. So I'm sorry, on religious grounds, I cannot accept the vaccine. I am naturally immunized because I got the virus, and my doctor says that my immunity is stronger as a result of naturally receiving the virus as opposed to being vaccinated. So why do you want to take medicine you don't need?
Hear, hear. I agree with you. Absolutely. We always talk about following the science. I think we need to have serious science and understand it.
Well, God is in charge of all science, isn't he?
Yep.
Last time I checked.
Yes, he is.
JC Church, we'll leave it there. I look forward to hearing back from you again. He is the National Director of Ministry Engagement for the Family Research
Council. This report is sponsored by Amazon. As teachers and students gear up for the new school year, parents adults are stocking up on snack time treats and lunchbox favorites. Busy families juggling school and afternoon care or activities can now make meal prep easier than ever thanks to Amazon's grocery delivery offerings. Amazon makes it easier and more convenient for all families to access affordable, healthy food this school year. Customers paying with SNAP EBT can use their benefits on Amazon to order a vast selection of shelf-staple pantry items, including cereal, granola bars, trail mix, and dried fruit that keep kids fueled throughout the day. Plus, customers in select cities can get fresh fruits and veggies, dairy products like milk and yogurt, and lunch meat and proteins delivered to your door from Amazon Fresh. There is no membership or minimum spend required for customers paying with SNAP EBT. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as always. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, for many homeowners, the idea of a summer home project is an exciting challenge. They're happy to open up the toolbox and assemble a backyard swing set, build a do-it-yourself garden box, or fix the tear in the screen door. But sometimes even the most handy do-it-yourselfers need to call in a professional, right? Has that ever happened to you? I think we're all laughing at it because we remember some of these nightmare experiences we've all gone through. Well, when facing serious issues with electrical wiring, water damage, or major appliances, the safest option is to call a licensed expert. According to the American Home Shield's network of qualified contractors, of the 1.8 million service requests completed last summer, just last summer alone, the top five most common issues were related to HVAC, refrigerator, pipe, plumbing, leaks, water closet, and faucets. Well, with us right now is the contractor and HGTV of infamy and do-it-yourself network host, Matt Blashaw, is here to give us all the tips and the rundown on the common summer home repairs and what you can do to, you know, stay on top of those do-it-yourself projects and make sure that you're successful and not creating more problems than you started with. Right, Matt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be expensive, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I think we all can relate to it because we all have to go through it. That's all part of the experience. My dad used to say it's just a rite of passage in adulthood. You know, you make these mistakes, but all it takes is one time, and then you go, get me an expert.
Yeah, I see so many white flags being raised. I get calls all the time. But, you know, I really like it because, you know, I come from a DIY, you know, background. I like to do things myself, you know, for sure. But, you know, there's sometimes when you take on a little bit too much, right? That bite is a little bit too much to chew. And You know, I just had an experience yesterday with a very young couple that I went to do a bid on their house. They tried to do it themselves, and they looked at me and they said, "We're done. We're done." So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, guys like you, Matt, you are special people. I mean, I sit there in awe. I'm happy to, you know, carry your toolbox if you'll let me, because the things that you know and that you've experienced, and some of it is innate. It's just a gift. And then there's some of us, the best thing we can do is maybe hit our thumb with a hammer, you know. But, hey, we're gonna go after that project because, hey, we've seen it done on TV, and we think, well, maybe we can do it too. But until we find out the hard way, like you say, when we surrender. Hey, let's talk about the top five most common home repair issues during the summer season. I think I mentioned them, but let's go ahead and expand on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about the summer, it's hot. You know, I live in the Midwest. You know, we had a bout last couple of weeks, which is out of this world. And so, you know, HVAC system is number one. You know, we talk about the refrigeration systems. Some people put refrigerators in the garage as well. Those can take a lot of wear and tear. Pipes and plumbing, and I think this is more related to landscaping. We're turning on those sprinklers more. We're getting everything watered during the summer months, and then faucets and toilets, so the leaking down the road. So definitely things that you know you can repair within small. You know, if you're a DIYer, but definitely some of these you gotta turn to a pro.
Or if you're like us and you get tree trimmers who come in and just tear the heck out of your front yard and all your underground piping and everything like that, and they just go, "Oh well, you know." Oh well.
did they get your sprinklers?
Oh yeah. Oh, they tore those up, and they just say, "Oh, that just goes anytime we go. That's automatic." I go, "Well, why didn't you tell us that to begin with?" You know, because we just, oh, yeah, by the way, a month earlier, we had the people here, and they just fixed all the sprinklers. And I'm not sure they missed a one, Matt.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I call that?
It's an art.
You got to do a hold back, right? So
yes.
That check doesn't
yes.
get into their hands until you look at that job and you make sure that everything is perfect. So I've done that so many times. They'll try to get away with it, too. They'll just kind of leave, but, okay, we're done with the project. But you guys need to make sure that job is done.
Yeah. Yeah, fences were knocked down, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it became a do-it-yourself more than expected project after what you know what they did. But like you said, that's a good idea. Hold back. And now, getting on with you know some of these other tips. You know, there's lots of DIY homeowners now. How do you know when you need to call in a professional?
I say leaks and electrical. Right, those are the two biggest things. So if you got an electrical issue, not sure what to do, you know, to do with it. Or if something is leaking, right? Water damage. And that's not to say if you're kind of a seasoned DIYer, let's say you want to tackle maybe a small leak that goes in between the valve and let's say the toilet or the faucet, right? Those inlet valves, those are pretty easy to take care of, probably just a worn gasket. But if there's anything from the valve into the wall, that's where you immediately want to call a professional because that can just be a nasty overtime, black mold issues, water. That's something that you don't want to deal with. Don't try to do an HVAC service yourself. I've seen this so many times where people kind of open up an HVAC and you damage the circuitry, you damage the boards. You're going to create a lot more of an issue. And then roofs, you know, roofs are the trickiest thing. And for me, being a contractor for 20 years, I still go up a roof and look for a roof leak. And I go, where is this coming from? How is this coming from? So you got to make sure that you have a licensed roofer, walk the roof, make sure that you're going to get it tuned up before, especially the winter months here, and then they'll be able to fix it correctly.
Yeah. Usually I know when to call a professional, and that's when I keep hearing my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need lots of damage. I'm just hearing her. Talk about leaking. You know, that you hear this constant leak that you go, okay, I got to turn that leak off. I'm calling a professional, honey. Don't worry about it. We got it all under control here. Yeah, you know, just saying, you know, some of our households work that way. Maybe not yours, Matt, because you're so good at what you do, you know, so you don't have to worry about that stuff. But, you know, for some of us common minions, that's, you know, some of the practical things that we deal with. Well, how can we know for sure that we're getting a fair price and a contractor who is vetted?
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that I get the most. A great program, American Home Shield, has a new on-demand home service called ProConnect. It's such a valuable resource here. You get pre-vetted pros for repair and maintenance. The best part about this is that it's absolutely free for everyone. You can go online to ProConnect.com, get instant schedule some repair work. You can get next day service. And there's no need to sit through reviews, because reviews are the craziest thing. You see some reviews on Yelp and all over, you know, on Facebook. You just never know if the actual contractors were writing them. No mm-hmm. need to do that. All of these contractors have been vetted. And then there's low competitive rates. You get a price guarantee, meaning that the price they quote you is the price that you're going to pay at the end. So maybe if they had a tree service guy on there, you for sure should have done that with your tree service.
Well, now you tell me. Okay, but all the wiser now. That's why you needed to come on the show, Matt Plashaw. Matt is everything you want in a versatile handyman and then some. His home improvement company used the slogan, one call fixes it all. And I saw it running around in Orange County, by the way, because that's where I was from. I was born and raised in Southern California. And before I came out east to Florida, I was in Huntington Beach, Matt. So, if I'd have known you then, you'd probably have kept me out of a lot of trouble, you know, going forward. But do you do house calls in Florida?
Yeah. You know what? I've been all around the country, which is great for HGTV and DIY. I've done a lot in Florida. I've been to Marco Island, all the way up to Fort Myers, Sanibel Island, you know, Miami, the Keys. I love it down there. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, it was good training working your father's lumberyard there, huh? And you graduated from Chapman University. What a great campus. I love that campus. It's just beautiful.
Beautiful. I'm an Orange County kid, and which is really funny. I just moved to the Midwest 3 months ago.
So, oh, wow.
You know, talk about needing to find contractors. It's the climate now is really interesting, Bill. And I can't find any contractors because the good contractors are incredibly busy. And I had this same kind of situation where I was trying to figure out, okay, who's vetted, who's not? And then really it's all by word of mouth. So, you know, for someone just moving into somewhere that you've never been before, and I'm sure you kind of went through this when you moved to Florida, you know, a resource like that ProConnect is fantastic. And, you know, I'm starting to build my business back up again here. It's been good, but definitely different. I'm getting used to the humidity.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I was surprised this morning. I thought maybe I got lifted by some alien because here in Florida there was no humidity. It was so Orange County like. I'm you know, just a little soft, you know, heavy dew in the morning on my bike ride. It was good fun. But look at Matt Blashaw. Thank you so much for being with us. Let our listeners know where they can go for more information, if you would please.
Absolutely. Just go to ProConnect.com and find your next contractor today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. All the pressure on Governor Cuomo to exit stage left. I think there's a lot hanging in the balance here, but it's interesting, you know, to hear how the Democrats are pigpiling. It's obvious that that the governor has served his purpose and they just want to vacate him out of there. And, you know, of course, you know, the compliant media is right along with the program. Curtis Houck is with us right now, the managing editor of Newsbusters, and he's reporting on the Governor Cuomo investigation, calls from his party, including the president, to resign, and the media's response. Curtis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Bill.
Boy, right when you thought things might have been getting boring, this report that's been 6 months in the making, and we knew that it wasn't going to come out too bright when the day before you heard that, you know, the governor was in an 11-hour, deposition. You thought, whoa, and then, but man, they moved quick because I was surprised with that. Were you?
No, that's never a good sign when you're there for that long. But, you know, that's just me. No, it's been a complete disaster. And, of course, there's been very little mention of it, you know, of the ties that CNN has to his brother Chris Cuomo on CNN's airwaves. They've really skirted the story. And, you know, unsurprisingly, Fredo did not talk about it at all on his show. It just pretended like it didn't happen. And the funniest thing, Bill, that we saw in all the coverage yesterday was the moment, you know, Fredo Cuomo and Don Lemon and their little banter thing they call the handoff and, they talk about something, and they talk about mental health and respecting others, which obviously is filled with irony there, considering this Cuomo story. As soon as Lemon said goodbye and I love you, brother, he went right to talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo. So it just shows the blatant, you know, nonsense that's going on here. And, you know, we've reached out to CNN for comment, and they have not gotten back to us. But I'm guessing their response would be something like, we don't want Chris covering this at all. But the issue is, it is an elephant in the room, and the report showed that, you know, confirmed reporting from the Washington Post, I believe, and others, that Chris Cuomo did assist in the spin operation with his brother, trying to deny and obfuscate these allegations.
Well, just what you want. I mean, based on what, and not that I know Chris Cuomo, all that personally. It's just by observation. I'm not sure I'd want him handling my PR.
No.
I mean, he has not demonstrated any kind of expertise when it comes to public relations and communications and messaging. And not to mention the fact you go back to CNN and you wonder why they're even existing. You know, they have a shell of the audience they used to have before. I think some of the best things that they can offer are their documentaries when they go back and, you know, do the 80s in review and 90s in review and things like that. That's some of the best reporting they do. I don't know that in their entire lineup, if there's anything that compels me or draws me, you know, to tune in CNN. Because, you know, I do so just to get a, you know, kind of a balanced perspective, or at least an understanding of what, you know, what they're saying and their position. But it's very painful for me because I when I listen to them, I get insulted because they don't give the audience any credit, you know, for their intelligence.
No, I think that's exactly right. And that's the feeling that we have in Newsbusters when watching CNN. Mm-hmm. We feel insulted. And you're like, and for our readers, we're like, they don't tolerate dissent at all.
Right.
They claim to be the most trusted name in news. They're the most poisonous name in news. Mm-hmm. I think it is pretty safe to say.
Well, they shouldn't even use the word news. I mean, they're the most trusted name in propaganda.
Right, you know, exactly.
That's really what they are. I mean, it's not news, and you know, and Fox is running, you know, running on the edges as well. It seems like there's so much partisanship, and you just want to be able to, you know, tune in. But the fact of the matter is that the people are overwhelmed, Curtis, as you know, with you know, social media. You know, I guess the last measure is somewhere over 80% of America gets their news from a device off their cell phone. I mean, that's a huge number and it's huge influence, and especially when it's going through a portal that goes through all kinds of scrutiny based on the understanding and the, I guess, the cultural intelligence or the worldly intelligence of Mark Zuckerberg and the likes.
Right, Jack Dorsey and the like, absolutely. No, with CNN, they knowingly run disinformation campaigns.
Mm.
You know, you look at what CNN has... Fredo's been up to in the last couple of days ahead of this report and last night. It's been part of a media-wide concerted effort to attack Ron DeSantis.
Mm,
Ron DeSantis is the newest murderer out there, killing people with COVID. And that's what he spent most of yesterday's show doing. So again, the irony is just all over the place with these people. And I think the thing is they know exactly what they're doing. They know that we know that what they're doing is wrong.
Right. And are we going to find out down the road, Curtis? I know this sounds cynical. My mind just, you know, it can't help but, you know, lean in that direction. Is that based on the open border and all these human missiles infected with this virus are being sent in the interior? Are we going to find out later on that we already know a great number of these people are being inculcated and left there in Texas? You know, Texas is one of their favorite targets. And, of course, Florida. Are we going to find that we've gotten a disordinate number of infected illegal immigrants in the state to make Ron DeSantis look bad?
I was going to say, that is something that I have not considered or thought of. But the situation at the border is dire.
Yes.
I will say that. And Peter Ducey pressed Biden on that yesterday, and he's asked Jen Psaki about that repeatedly as well, that, you know, you're fear-mongering about the Delta variant, making people wear masks again, you're floating a return of restrictions we saw last year, and yet, people can just walk right up across the border. Mm-hmm. They claim that's not true and that we expel most of the people and we have Title 42 in effect, blah, 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 blah. It rings hollow.
Well, it does, you know, because then it's he said, she said, but we're not talking about, you know, the Democrats are saying or Republicans are saying something. We're saying, well, the White House is saying one thing, but the people on the front lines, ICE, the Border Patrol, they're saying the opposite. So this isn't
the video,
politically
Bill,
grown, right?
There's video of all of this.
Yes, exactly.
That's most important. You know, that's really thing. You cannot deny what's right in front of you.
Right.
You know, well, Film Illusion from Fox is showing video day after day of what
exactly.
It looks like. My friend Julio Rochas of Town Hall. They post video. There's people. Oh, it's just walking across the border.
Yeah.
You can't deny that.
Well, like Jim Jordan said, you know, March was the biggest month until April. And then April is the biggest
right.
month until May. May is the biggest month until June. June until July. It's like, hello, White House numbers, wrong direction here.
Right, the media try to downplay that, and they buy into this spin from Jen Psaki that she tried to offer yesterday. There was a reporter that called her out and said, you said the numbers would go down, you know, as the temperatures warmed. She just attributed it to the spring and the nice weather. And she's like, well, it was just one of many factors. But the reporter said that, yeah, we're now in the heat of summer where it's not just dangerously deadly outside at the border in the middle of the desert, and people are still coming.
Well, you know, it's clear. I mean, the thing you're left to deduce in all this, Curtis, is that the White House, whether we're talking about the border or we're talking about this new Delta variant, they just don't know. I mean, this is seat of your pants, you know, coming from behind type of leadership. I mean, which was typical of the Obama administration, if you remember.
Yeah, science. You just say the word science all over and over and over again. You know, they think they can just science their way out of this, and it's not going well.
Well, Curtis, you're watching, as you said, you're monitoring the media constantly to see what they're doing here, and the media is not doing we the people any service whatsoever. I mean, the reason that our founding fathers instituted the First Amendment for a free press and for all of us as citizens to be able to have free speech is so that, you know, we could get to the bottom of these things. But, you know, certainly we can't. I mean, it's got to go through such a process now through social media, the big tech oligarchs, the powers to be within, you know, the Democratic and progressive wing of the party that, you know, it's like we're living in two countries here. You've got a part of the country that wants to live constitutionally, and we believe in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We believe in God and country and family. And then you have another side of the country that, you know, for the sake of power and control, they don't care if they lie. They have no conscience whatsoever. There's no shame on their side, because even when they're caught, it's not like they even say, whoops, sorry, you know, we made a mistake here. It's just some more political gobbledygook and propaganda to try to, you know, not hold them into account.
Right, exactly. It's not about accountability whatsoever. Again, it's about propaganda.
But this is where the media is dropping the ball big time, and I think it leaves open an opportunity, you know, for, you know, some media juggernaut who really is pursuing the truth. I mean, right now, it's shows like mine, it's the work that Newsbusters is doing, and others, you know, but it's a limited number, you know, that are available. But thank God, you know, we haven't been totally squashed, but it's not without without the pressure. Let me tell you, the forces are coming after us, whether it's Jack Dorsey or Zuckerberg or anybody else, because we're not necessarily, you know, high kicking it, you know, in the party line and parade.
No, we're not, Bill.
Well, keep up the great work, Curtis Houck. Appreciate you being on with us. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters. Curtis Houck. Thank you, Curtis.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.